Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Divisive times. Polarizing, even. Nobody knows who they can trust. Nobody knows what they can believe. You can trust this. You can believe this. Together, as one congregation, Landfill, we come together to complain about stuff. We come together to get irate over the puny little minutia that dominates our day. Whatever happened, you ran out of toilet paper? There's no cheese in the office cafeteria? Whatever you're mad about, let the world know. You know what almost happened to me? I would have been very angry, Landfill. I would have been very angry. I have a bottle of Pellegrino water, and I have a bottle of salad dressing. They're next to one another. And I was looking at my computer, not really looking up, and I went to grab a bottle to take a drink, and it was the salad dressing. Now, luckily, I realized it before it hit my lips, before it met my person. But had it met my person, Landfill, there would have been hell to pay. Now, let's start with Rudy in Germantown. Hello, Rudy. Who are you mad at?
Hey, what's up, JP? I'm mad at a certain fast food chain. You know, I went inside, I asked for a Sprite, and they gave me a Sprite, and it tastes like water with salt in it. It was the worst Sprite I ever had in my life. And then I asked the manager to give me a new Sprite, and they just said, they gave me the same damn Sprite. And I just, you know, bleep you to that manager. Bleep you to her, because she just gave me a hard time with the Sprite.
Bleep you to the woman in charge of the Sprite. That is the exact spirit of this event, Rudy, and I applaud you, and I boo the lady with the Sprite.
Thank you, Rudy. Thank you.
All right. It's my understanding Landfill has not one but two bleep yous he'd like to issue. Please, Mr. Mullins, the floor is yours.
One of the worst parts of my day is when there's a Nats home game, more people park in our building than normal. And
sure,
because they personally despise me, they deliberately on purpose take my parking spot. And I do not like it. So I'm angry at people who park in our building.
All right. No argument there.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody knows, where is your spot?
It's on the third floor because nobody parks there except when there's a Nats home game and all of these tools show up and park there. And I'm not a fan of it. Bleep you to them.
Okay. Now, just so for clarification's sake, I think Alan Lazard really helped the pro-clarification people in the world. So just for the clarification people in the world, is it actually your spot? Like, is it reserved?
I park there all the time. It is my spot.
Is it, say, like, reserved Professor Landini, anything like that?
It might tomorrow.
Maybe we should make a sign.
Yeah.
Remember when Jeff painted Nutman on the side of his car? Maybe we should just paint on the wall in the garage.
I did not paint
Professor Landini.
That's what we're doing now.
Does anybody have any spray paint? I'll do it this afternoon. Also, now is probably a good time to confess that I stole a number of bottles of water and one Dr. Pepper from the Courtyard Marriott Minnesota Airport. Sorry about that.
You were going to say that you stole them from the marketplace in the kitchen, because I also got to say bleep you to the guy who stocks the marketplace in the kitchen.
What's up with the cheese, man?
The only thing that I care about is that there's bubbly water and string cheese, and this guy won't put the string cheeses in. And even when he does, he doesn't put enough of them. He only shows up once a week. Those things have a shelf life of like 7 months. It's basically not even real food. Just put all of them in there.
I have a theory.
I'll buy all of them.
I have a theory on the bubble water. They aren't loading the cheaper bubble water, the LaCroix. Can't find one. But the Pellegrino and the Perrier, fully stocked. That's almost a 2-to-1 price increase. Perhaps this is just another episode of the man getting over on us.
Absolutely.
Sons of bitches. Austin is in North Carolina. Austin, are you okay?
Hey, guys. Yes, I'm okay. How are you guys?
We're okay. We're angry. Who are you mad at, Austin?
So I am a fleet manager for a rental company, and 9 of my box trucks just had their catalytic converters get stolen. So bleep you to those dumbasses who steal.
How many?
9.
Damn, dude. Did you lock them? 9 cars. One car. The thief's a jerk. 9 cars? Is there something you need to be doing?
In the span of a week.
Damn, man. Bleep you to the thieves. Hope you get them all back. I hope there's some recourse. I don't know, man. And let me recommend locking the cars.
Oh, they're locked.
It's a catalytic converter, JP. That's under the car.
Bleep you to me for not knowing what that means. So they're just stealing parts out of the car.
Exactly.
Dude, I have a real question because I don't know if these really exist. Is this like an industrial parking lot?
It's an airport parking lot.
But is it like fenced in with barbed wire?
No.
One, maybe get some barbed wire. Do you have a fence?
Yeah, partial.
Well, maybe get a fence, dog. I mean, I'm not shouting about building walls, but a fence might help. But can I also recommend a junkyard dog? I've seen them in movies. They look very mean. I wouldn't mess with them. I certainly wouldn't go into a place that has a junkyard dog to steal a catalytic converter.
Hey, I think you're onto something.
Thank you, Austin. I appreciate you.
Thank y'all.
I'm curious. Maybe Jeff is our guy to tell us the street value of a catalytic converter, because I am unaware.
Oh yeah, depending on what car it is, they're definitely worth some money. You ever had to do what is that, emissions? You know when they stick the
prod up the car's butt.
But then under your car, they stick a mirror under there to see if your catalytic converter is there.
Okay.
The thing is, a lot of people, and this has been going on all over, a lot of people have been getting to emissions, or they'll come out and their part will be completely gone. They'll get you just like that, and they'll be gone.
Landfill, does it seem like Jeff has a lot of knowledge about stealing catalytic converters?
He does, yes.
Yeah, it just seems like it. All right, Toby Altheiser. What do we call him? Toby Anheuser?
Altheiser.
Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, close enough.
Toby Alka-Seltzer dominating on the updates today.
Appreciate it.
It's my understanding you're mad at someone.
Not just someone in industry in general.
Yeah, to hell with them.
Bleep you to golf, dude. It's so stinking expensive. Yeah. I want to go play a round of golf and don't want to have to spend $50. I also want to buy new clubs and don't want to have to spend $1,200 on a new set of golf clubs. I love golf. I work in radio. I don't get to play golf.
I also work in radio and don't get to play golf. What kind of clubs you want? Let's see where we can help. People helping people.
I'm not picky. I'm not picky, but I'd like the clubs I've been playing since like 2011.
What are you playing? 2011. Those are old.
They're very old. They're very old.
Okay, so we need some clubs. Let's see if we can connect you with my guy, Johnny Mack. You need a round of golf.
Yeah, just go golfing somewhere, anywhere.
How about this? Anybody that will take out Toby Alka-Seltzer for a round of golf, call in now, or you can tweet me, or Toby, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm pretty bad at locking in dates and times, but you have a personal guarantee from me that at some unknown date and time, you and I can go play East Potomac, I'm buying.
Sounds good, man.
Now, you know you could go play East Potomac for like $7.
Yeah, I mean, you can find, but you know how it is. You go play somewhere cheap, and it's like, Not all the time, but.
Smoke a joint with Jeff. Then you're just in the great outdoors chilling. Right, Jeff? Jeff loves East Potomac.
Yeah, man. I'm a hole-in-one guy at East Potomac.
Jeff, have you played any other course besides East Potomac?
I have tried, but they told me no.
I'm stunned by that. So Toby needs some clubs and some golf. If anybody wants to take out Toby Alka-Seltzer, very nice young man. I'm sure he smacks the ball. He's well-built. Oh, boy. Christopher's in D.C. Chris, who you mad at, buddy?
The other day, you and Brian Mitchell were bringing it up. This is for the people of the GW Parkway.
Oh, boy. What
Leave
are they doing over there?
And six people who look like them who thought about this kind of construction where no one is doing any work. And you see, saying it's going to be until 2025? Oh, no, no. For the next 4 years, I'm saying blank you every Thursday to them. Oh, and by the way, tell Alka-Seltzer that if he goes to look on estate sales, all the people who buy clubs and then they pass away, their clubs are relatively cheap.
There you go. Toby Alka-Seltzer, go buy a dead dude's golf club.
I'm going to start checking out estate sales.
What if they cursed? Leisure World. Don't get personal on him, Chris. Damn. Thank you.
That's all the truth.
Thank you. Chris thinks you should go to Leisure World and buy a bunch of dead people's golf clubs. So there's people helping people. That's what we do on this show.
I'll take whatever clubs I can get.
Honestly, have you asked Brian Mitchell about this? Have you ever seen the back of Brian Mitchell's car?
I have not.
He's basically his own club-fitting van. See what he's got. I'm mentally preparing myself for Rev T to get us there. We're going to talk to George first. Hello, George and Chantilly. How do you do?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing all right.
Here is my bleep you. I've been holding this one back for probably a year or more.
Wow.
But anyway, this one goes out to Boomer Esiason. And one morning I was driving to work, and it just so happened that our good buddy Tracy McGrady, retired from basketball, great player, he decided that he wanted to go be a pitcher for some college. And he's following his dream. They sign the kid. He goes and pitches some games. He does well. Boomer goes, "Well, instead of becoming a pitcher, why don't you get a college degree? I'm Boomer Esiason." You know what, Boomer? You're a piece of crap. That was so messed up. Why can't you just be happy for somebody? And that's why nobody's going to remember you. And that's why you couldn't win a Super Bowl. And I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you, George.
That sounds personal.
That was...
You sound like you really wanted to fight him.
I mean, he said he's been holding on to that for a year.
For a year.
You hold on to something for a year, you're going to have to see a doctor, man. You got to let that go. Any angle something's supposed to come out, don't hold on to it for a year. I know that much. More than 4 hours, call a doc. All right, Shane. Shane, who you mad at?
Hey, I know I can't say it's certain airlines, but let me tell you right now, I'm mad at a certain airline. How about we board our plane. I'm trying to fly back to D.C. tonight. We fly and land in Miami. How about as soon as we land, we're there for about 40 minutes. Now my ass is back in Jamaica because something's wrong with the plane. They wouldn't let us leave or get off the board. So F you to one of those, hell with the bleep, F you to one of those the airlines that made us come back to Jamaica.
Good luck, buddy. Air travel can often be awful. I was traveling on an unnamed airline from Minnesota back to Washington. Meetings got over a little bit early. I wanted to get it on an earlier flight. Same airline, same everything. "Sir, that'll be $400. I said, "Sir, no, it won't." Somehow they were able to get it down to 70. Like, why are you trying to rip people off, man? Jeff, are you ready?
Always.
Landfill, are you sitting down?
Always.
Rev T is here, and he's mad at someone. Rev T, it's Bleep You Thursday, sir. You have the floor.
JP, first of all, I wasn't talking about you the other day. I was talking about that Bama in Australia who think he a reporter. You know what I'm talking about? JP, I love your ears. Go Bleep You Thursday.
I appreciate you, Rev.
But now let's get back to Bleep You Thursday. First, I want to say, listen here, y'all. I know Tina Turner didn't die. But y'all, her name ain't no damn Tina Turner. It's Bleep You, it's Anime. So Bleep You, all the people talking about Tina Turner. No, no. Anime Bullock then died at 83, rest her soul. I love Anime. Anime, I use that line all the time. When I want to get right with my wife, guess what I say? Come here, Anime. You know, tomorrow I look at her. Learn that, Jeff or JP. You too, you want to make a baby? Look at your wife and say, "Come here, Anime." She know what time it
Rev
is.
T. Reverend, I need you to know something.
Yes.
I've had a vasectomy, sir. I'm out of the baby-making business.
Well, that's even more better. You can act like you're still trying to make a baby. Say, come here, anime. You know what I'm talking about? You just you got to look at it with them eyes, JP. And I recommend you make them ears flap a little bit, too. You know what I'm talking about?
You got to get to the rev before get to who you're mad at. Or otherwise.
Oh, okay. Okay, but who I'm really mad at, man, is these people, man, who keep – let me finish, JP. Them people who keep posting pictures of Ike Turner like he just was just some damn villain. It was happy times with Tina and Ike. Stop punching over them pictures that look like Ike just ready to cut her or beat the hell out of anime. Y'all better stop that. But anyway, y'all know who this is. I love you, JP. Jeff, you know I love the hell out of you. And B. Mitch and Unjoyed and Landfield, you always real. I'll talk to y'all later. The People's Hype Man, say it with me.
Red T.
Bleep all you bammers on a Thursday. Love somebody. Watch with me. Ow!
I'll be honest here.
That's my dog. That's my dog.
The Reverend is my guy. I don't understand most of what he just told us. There's a lot of things there that I was unaware. I don't know. My head's spinning a little bit. I feel like I just got stoned with Jeff.
I got bleep all you bammers. That's pretty much all I got.
I just heard anime.
Is that Tina Turner's real name?
You never seen when he was like, eat the cake, anime. Eat the cake.
No.
I don't think I could call no girls anime. They'll probably think I'm calling them their grandmother or something.
I think most of what was just suggested was a bad idea. I don't know, but I love you, Rev. Always appreciate you listening. I do owe the Reverend a bottle of cognac. I openly admit that, Rev T. Next time, maybe I get it to B and he'll get it to you, or we just meet up for dinner. We break bread, but I'll get you your bottle of cognac. I do need a shout out. I'm going to go unnamed here, but one of my guys that works security during Commander's events got me a bottle of Nicaraguan rum. Flor de Lana, I want to say it's called.
Cana.
Flor de Cana. That stuff is crazy good. So my guy yesterday at OTAs was like, hey, where's your truck parked? I was like, oh, you know, it's up there by the woods. He's like, is it open? I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm going to leave something in there. Boom, Flor de Cana. Maybe I'll bring it in tomorrow. Vodka Red Bull, Flor de Cana Friday.
Woo!
Don't go anywhere. Peter Rosenberg joins us next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, fired up to get to the BetQL guest line. Talk to our friend, the King of New York, who may be in Boston, Mr. Peter Rosenberg. Peter, what's going on, dude? How are you?
No maybes about it, Jardavius Presley Finley.
That's a new one.
I am in Boston. That is correct, sir.
The boys always call me Jamarcus Periwinkle. Jardavius Presley is whole next level.
Jamarcus Periwinkle. That's right. Yes, I just got here. Going to do my radio show from here. Currently, I'm doing my podcast, the Great One Ep Is Life podcast with Cypher Sounds. And then, I'm going to the Celtics game tonight, man. Really psyched.
So, people down here like to make fun of me for how many jobs I have. How many jobs do you have? You've got Hot 97, ESPN New York.
Sure.
One Ep.
Yep.
Cheap Heat.
Cheap Heat. That's right, with the Ringer. Shouts to the Ringer. Yeah, sure.
What else? I know there's more.
WWE, the kickoff shows for WWE this Saturday, 12 noon, by the way. Don't miss it. The Night of Champions kickoff show on Peacock. So, yeah, that's basically the strong five things that I do at this moment, with random things pop up here or there. But, like, those are the main things.
That's strong, man. That is strong.
Is it strong? I think strong would be I do one hour a week, right? And I get paid an exorbitant amount of money, and the rest of my time I just do whatever I want. You know what I mean? I'm a worker bee, JP. I'm just out here hustling to get by. But listen, it's worked out okay. I'm able to do cool things like make time to go to this game. I'm enjoying this window before I get married and have children where I can just up and go to a Celtics playoff game. And I'm psyched, man. I think we're going to witness something good tonight. I do.
So, all right, you're in Boston for the game. You're a diehard Celtics fan. They get down 3-0. They win game four in Miami. They're back home tonight. I don't know if you saw this. Charles Barkley calls this a cakewalk for the C's tonight. How nervous does that make you?
I was watching live. I hated his guts for saying it, even though I love Charles. I understand what he's saying, right? Like, I think everyone watching kind of felt the same way. You saw how the Celtics played in game four, and you're like, oh, they're going back home and winning. This is going to be decided in game six in Miami. But the truth is, every time you count the Heat out, which I've now done multiple times, every time you count the Heat out, they come back and shove it right up your you-know-what. So all you got to do is stay focused. Don't let the pundits get in your head. I mean, they're eight-point favorites tonight, by the way, so I understand why people believe it. But I'll believe it when I see it. But I do kind of think they have a chance to make the series interesting. I'm not going to lie.
Do you think they could – so I don't think Miami wins tonight. I think the Celtics win, and I think the Heat have to win game six. Otherwise, it's over. What? And I know that it's different for you being a fan, but like, if this was to get back to Boston for seven, you'd have to like your chances.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like Charles said that. I think it was Charles who said that. Game six in Miami might as well be game seven, because how could you really expect after losing three straight to go back to Boston? If you look at Vegas odds, by the way, it's crazy. The Celtics, I believe, at last check were only like plus 220 to win the series right now, down 3-1. They're like plus two something.
That's crazy.
So obviously people believe in the talent of this team and people sleep on Miami. It's always going to come down to will Eric Spoelstra outcoach Joe Mazzulla. And frankly,
that's not hard.
No, it's not. I think Coach Wright certainly could have outcoached.
Shout out to Coach Wright.
Well, how about Coach Thompson? I think there's a chance Coach Thompson could have coached the JV team past Joe Mazzulla sometimes.
My JV basketball team with Coach Steve Thompson at the helm produced at one point an NCAA record scorer at University of Missouri, Jason Conley, and a NFL player in Drew Kaler. So that team was loaded. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, Drew Kaler went on to be an NFL player for a time?
He was a long snapper. I think he did. Now, he may have been a practice squatter, but I believe he was in the NFL for like two or three seasons, I think with the Ravens and the Steelers. I don't know that he ever played in a game, but I know that he got some checks.
Really? Yo, I do not remember that. And by the way, for everyone out there listening who doesn't care about our BCC memories, yeah, Drew was a freshman on the baseball team when I was a senior. He was a catcher. We would go in and get scrub time together on the baseball team. I didn't even know that. Anyways, this Celtics team is not well coached. I do believe that you cannot literally just have run the same offense every play, which is drive and kick, and just hope that it works out. And listen, last game the threes fell. They didn't fall for the heat. And now you get a win and you get a little confidence. You see what happens tonight.
Yeah, I'll be watching tonight for sure. Switching sports here. Yesterday, OTAs. I know you're probably seeing some videos and tweets and, you know, the Instagram stuff they post. Are you starting to get kind of excited and starting to buy into just the excitement of a young quarterback in Sam Howell?
Oh, I mean, I bought into that from the second I heard about him. I started having, like, I remember the first I really heard about Sam Howell, I believe, because you know I'm not into college football, was draft day last year, you telling me that he was interesting and to watch tape on him. And I went and watched some of his North Carolina tape and was like, oh, this kid's pretty good. Now, I maintain the same thing I've said since the last week of the season, which was I would have loved if in that final game against Dallas, he had absolutely lit it up, not just had like a cute, easy touchdown early and the one deep ball, which looked fantastic. I wish he'd like absolutely lit it up. And that did not happen. He was good. He looked good. He looked like he has potential. So I am very excited. I am very curious. I'm also a little bit nervous because if it turns out he really doesn't have it, it's another year wasted with this group. We don't know what our future with Chase is. We don't know what our future with Montez is. You know, there's a lot. These years don't last forever. Terry McLaurin will not be great forever. You know, the running backs, as we know, come and go in 2 seconds. Right now, we have a couple of running backs who can really play. We have a pretty solid defense. Like, there's a lot of pieces in place for this team. So while it may not be a pressure-filled season for Sam Howell because the expectations, I don't think, are high, man, it's not high pressure because he's not highly touted. But, JP, it's high pressure in the sense that he has everything in place to be good.
Speaking of somebody that has at least all the physical tools to be good, Chase Young wasn't at OTAs this week. Does that matter to you?
No, I'm going to go ahead and choose to be optimistic and believe what Coach Rivera said yesterday, that, you know, they've spoken. He gets it. It's the kind of guy that he is that he gets it, and he'll be around when it matters. You know, I'm going to choose to go ahead and believe that. And I really do think Chase is that kind of guy, and I think he's going to want to be here and be a part of a defensive front that could be special. Also, like, be a reasonable person, man. Like, over the last 2 years, what have you shown? How could they? Like, it would have just been stupid operations to really throw money at Chase. As much as I love the guy, show us. I think you'd have to understand that.
I agree with you. I think they should have elected to take the option just because I think the value over if you have to tag him or if you have to negotiate off the tag, if he's
You'll end up paying the cost anyway.
Right. But I understand how they arrived at their decision, certainly. We'll see with Chase. I thought Del Rio said it best. It's a production business, and you got to produce. So this is his opportunity. Otherwise, I don't think he's back. I think there's a good chance by the time we get to January, most of the people involved aren't back, and Chase could be part of that. New owner probably going to look to institute his own people, but you never know. There was one other thing I wanted to ask you about. I know you're in Boston now, but you've been in New York, and the Aaron Rodgers mania with his OTAs, just kind of his first time on the field. What was it like, boots on the ground in the city?
It wasn't. It was a big deal. And when he tweaked his calf or whatever, it was like somewhat a thing. You know, it was definitely a story. But it wasn't insane. It wasn't like his first few days here. It's been light so far. In fact, I would say there's even maybe been more conversation about the Quinnen Williams contract over the last week or two. And will that get done? So, yeah, a big deal, but not as crazy as his first time in the building, the first press conference, et cetera.
Do I remember this right? Don't you guys get the Jets quarterback once a week on your air?
No. So we get the Jet head coach.
Okay.
And we generally have, you know, we very often have the Jet quarterback. We've had Zach for a year. We had Sam for a year. We've done a lot of that, but this year I do not expect that we will have, especially I'm sure you saw the news that Pat McAfee is right now with the company. Yeah. I don't think we really want Rodgers. I'll be totally open. We want Rodgers for a weekly bad.
Of course.
Who wouldn't?
I mean, Zach and Sam, the PR boss usually comes to the quarterback. I've been in enough NFL scenes to watch it unfold. When the PR boss comes to you and says you need to do something, most players do it. The top of the food chain players sometimes are like, I'm not sure. Zach and Sam were like, yeah, okay, we're young quarterbacks. We'll do what you tell us. Rodgers is probably expecting cash at least to do it weekly.
Well, and listen, to be truthful, I don't know what it's like down there. Up here, there's almost always cash for these weeklies.
Yeah.
Even for the young players, it's just about the amount of cash.
Right.
Like, you can get a young quarterback to do it for, you know, something like $50,000 or whatever. But what's $50,000 doing for Aaron Rodgers? I mean, that's ashtray money.
Right. That's right. Dude, good luck tonight. What kind of seats are we talking tonight?
You know, JP, listen, I was hoping for feet on the wood. It's not feet on the wood, but I'm about 10 rows back center court. I can't complain.
10 rows back center court. Great seats. What is feet on the wood running tonight?
It's a great question. I'm going to go look. Why? You want to upgrade me as a gift for my wonderful weekly call-in?
I do not, but I appreciate you. It's ashtray money for you, so don't worry about it. I'm more just curious. But you come down here for Wizards Celtics in the winter. I'll take care of tickets then. How about that?
By the way, please, I would love to do that.
Dude, Wiz made a big hire. You ready for Michael Winger time?
Yeah, I don't know much about Michael Winger, but I saw that they made the move, and good for the Wiz making move, man. Like, God, you got to try to do something for Bradley Beal. I feel so bad for that dude.
I want them to try something different, and they did. So I'm a Wizards fan, and I'm going to be excited about it. Thank you for the time, man. Enjoy Beantown.
JP, have a good show, buddy.
Always appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Later.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio on Twitter and Instagram. Now we got something else to watch for tonight. We'll play Where's Peter? See if we can spot him in the crowd. First person to get a screenshot of him in the text thread, I got $20 towards it. Unless I win, and then you guys have to pay me, which I'm sure you won't. Don't go anywhere. We got to make some.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe. subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Left a good job
down in the city.
Working for the man every night and day.
Let it play. And I don't care if that violates something. Let the lawyers sort it out.
Worrying about the way that things might have been.
You know that thing will keep on turning.
Primary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on a river.
It's just such a strong, subtle bass line in there. B. Mitchell Finley, 1067. Bam. Shout out to Tina. We love you here, Tina. We're sorry we never got you on the air, but doesn't change how much we're going to miss you. Jeff, technically, I do think that counts as a fail on your part, though. You were in charge of getting Tina.
Hey, man, it just makes sense why her team wouldn't reply back to me, because I sent emails, but it makes sense. But
that is true.
She's with the Lord now.
She's with the Lord now. She's probably killing it at a club up there. Dancing on the bar with those legs. Good God. I have some shocking news. If you're aware, Brooks Koepka likes to enjoy himself. Bruce Koepka, as you know him, Jeff. And Brooks Koepka, after his win at the PGA Championship at Oak Hill, did a video with our friends at what?
The PGA Masters.
Pardon me. He did a video with our friend PFT Commenter and the Pardon My Take crowd where he's just chugging beers out of the Wanamaker Trophy. The Wanamaker Trophy is a very large trophy. Very, very large. Apparently, you can fit a case of beer in that thing. And he's chugging it. He lives down in South Florida like most golfers. He's a big Florida Panthers fan. He has season tickets. He was seen celebrating the Florida Panthers sweep going into the Stanley Cup Final. So, Landfill, I need you to tell me your level of shock and dismay at the following news. This is via my friend Garrett Johnston. Garrett does a great job covering golf. If you want to give him a follow, it's at Johnston Garrett. He says, from Live Media, due to flight issues, Smash GC captain Brooks Koepka's pre-tournament interview today has been canceled. He will now be part of our post-round media availability tomorrow. Landfill, are you stunned by this news?
Those flight issues.
Most of these guys fly private.
Yeah, flight issues.
Is there bad weather in South Florida?
Probably not.
I bet I know what flight issues means. And I bet it has nothing to do with an airplane. I bet it has to do with a hangover or perhaps the need for sleep. That would be my guess. Every day on this program, we make bets. We call it Heard It Here First.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.